Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So another Anfield Merseyside derby on the horizon. Do Everton feel confident enough to maybe not even just get a result, but maybe get a win tonight? Let's have a word with Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo. Morning, To.
Good morning, Steve.
Are things different than a few weeks ago?
Do you know what, Steve? Watching Everton over the last 6 or 7 weeks, it's been indifferent, hasn't it? He's shored it up at the back, but obviously we're to tell us these lies is up front. We've seen Everton get a lot of clean sheets and scrape a lot of points, and we did go on that court, didn't we, and say that the minute Ronald Koeman was sacked, it'd be difficult for the managers to come in and get results with, obviously, the firepower that Everton have got. He's got some kind of results, but a couple of defeats have now crept in there under the last two, under Bournemouth and Manchester United. Not many shots on target as well. He's trying to get as many clean sheets as possible. I just don't know. I think it's all well and good if Everton are getting clean sheets and getting the 1-0 wins, etc. It's great. But the minute you don't get a result with this type of football, fans will very opinionated when it's this type of football, some analyses serving up. But as we know, it's a Merseyside derby. Phone book generally does go out the window. But as we've seen in recent years, Liverpool have had the lion's share of this game, haven't they?
Tony, the line's just a little bit weak. See if you can just move to the side or get closer to the phone. See if we can get something a little bit stronger there. There's a load of peripheral stories going on at the moment around this game, including Cenk Tosun, who's arriving with an awful lot of expectation. He's probably not going to start this game, is he? But Sam intimated yesterday he will have a role to play.
Yes, if he signs before 12 o'clock today, Steve. I don't think he will. I think it... If anything, they'll be signing later on this afternoon, maybe going into tomorrow. But I just feel as if this match, it's been overshadowed by the transfer talk, hasn't it? You've got Coutinho going out, Van Dijk coming in, you've got Sasson coming in for Everton, and Ross Barkley going out for Everton. Mm. So I just feel this match, you wouldn't believe, Steve, it's an FA Cup third round, first one since 1932. Everton versus Liverpool. It's Friday night. It's live on BBC. It should be everything that you've ever wanted in a Merseyside derby. 8,000 Everton fans crammed in. The atmosphere will be electric. But all the talk is about transfers, and it's sad in a way. But that's the type of the world we live in on football, isn't it?
On the pitch, Bobby Madley is the man who's going to be in charge of this one, and you'll have been having a look at his card stats.
Oh, of course, Steve. Bob Madley's been in charge. He's going to be in charge of a second Merseyside derby. His first one was in charge a couple of years ago when he sent off Romero, Funes, Modi. So he's not going to be shy of sending out the cards today. So far this season, he's shown out 4 red cards and 65 yellow cards. And they just did 17 matches. And he's also sent off Morgan Schneiderlin for Everton. So I expect a bit of a card fest at Anfield today. I think it'd be more intense than the derby was a couple of weeks ago. I think Everton were well disciplined in the league match a couple of weeks ago before Christmas. I think there'd be lots of tackles flying in, and I expect the Morgan Schneiderlin or James McCarthy to be putting the foot in. I wouldn't put anyone off a bet from backing them to be carded in this one.
I'm expecting another really, I don't want to say close fixture. The last fixture wasn't close in the sense that Liverpool should have won in a convincing fashion and didn't. But I sort of feel tonight could end in a draw as well, because Everton have got some tactics that can actually pose a real problem to Liverpool.
Yeah, from what I hear, the Everton starting lineup will be quite attacking-minded, believe it or not, Steve. And I think the opposite. I think this game will be wide open. I think Liverpool have got to go for it, obviously with the absences of Coutinho. I think Mane will be on the bench. There's no Salah as well. Liverpool have got to go for it, because if it goes to a replay, that's the last thing Liverpool will want in this hectic fixture with Champions League games coming up soon as well. Obviously, there's big Premier League matches too. I just feel Liverpool will want to get this one done and dusted. And even if they can't afford a replay in this one, and I think Everton will go for the throat as well, I really do. From what I'm led to believe, Sigurdsson will start, Balassi will start, Rooney will start, Calvert-Lewin will start. So it's quite an attacking team, Sam Allardyce, for the tools what he's got for the job. I think he's going to go for it. So I think it'll be quite an open game. And I know a lot of pundits are out there expecting a 0-0, a 1-0. I don't feel it'll be like that. I think there'll be a lot of goals in this one, believe it or not, Steve.
I'll go for 1-1 again. Who knows? you mentioned all the transfer talk overshadowing all this. Ross Barkley, I think a couple of weeks ago, I got the sense off you. You still vaguely hoped maybe there was some football going to come from him at Everton, but it all seems done and dusted now.
Yeah, it just seems untrusted, Steve. I got a text a couple of weeks ago to saying that he was in talks with Chelsea, believe it or not. And I didn't believe it at the time. I'm thinking, no. I still think there's a chance of him maybe even having a game or two with Everton. But Sam Allardyce was spoken yesterday at the press conference, and he was quite adamant. He said, listen, this deal's been basically done before I got here. Everton have made their minds up. Ross Barkley's representatives have made their minds up. And you could have got 2-1 for Ross Barkley to sign for Chelsea New Year's Day. Now he's as short as 1-10 to sign for Chelsea. Bookies have made their minds up. It looks as though Ross Barkley will become a Chelsea player in the not too distant future. If you fancy him to stay at Everton, well, if you put a tender on, you're getting 70 quid back. I can't see him kicking a ball for Everton again. I very much doubt it. Even though he's fit, and Sam Allardyce did say yesterday, he's fit, he's available for training. And there was no comment after that. He's made his mind up what he wants to do. There's no point playing a player that's got no allegiance. He doesn't want to play for Everton no more. He wants to play for Chelsea. And there's the same predicament that Liverpool have got with Philip Coutinho as well. If Liverpool fans think he's staying, he's 7-4 to stay at Liverpool. But bookies have made their minds up on this one. As short as 1-4 to sign for Barcelona. I think Liverpool fans are slowly but surely coming to terms with Philip Coutinho being in a Barcelona kit after January.
I mean, the prices being banded around for him now are just astronomical, aren't they? Third highest player of all paid, third highest transfer fee of all time this could turn out to be. Is it money that simply Liverpool can't afford to refuse?
Well, it was interesting to hear Jamie Carragher's views on this during the week, wasn't it? He went out on Twitter and he said, listen, whatever the money Liverpool get on this one, it's not going to make a blind bit of difference. Even if Liverpool say get 200 million, what's he going to do, Steve? Because I just feel that Liverpool have backed themselves into a corner with this one now. If they were to sell in this month, which is, looks extremely likely at the moment, I just think where have they got to turn to? How can they replace him? Obviously, they can't replace him, because if he did, then Barcelona would have signed that player. I just look at it now and thinking, where do Liverpool go to? Where did he spend the money? Where did he go to Leicester with Mahrez? I know Lamar's being talked of. But I don't know. It's the message you send out for me, Steve. And I was having a little bit of a wind-up with me Liverpool mates yesterday on a text. And I said, listen, Everton were called Sister Bain a couple of years ago for selling the best player every year. Now Liverpool are doing it. And you've got to realise that your Suarez, your Sterling, now looks as though Coutinho. You've got, obviously, in years gone by, Alonso, Mascherano, Torres. It's sending that bad message out, Steve, isn't it? I know football fans are all well and good, and you have a little bit of banter on that, but if you look at it in the main, Everton and Liverpool selling their best players every single season isn't good. Look at the types of players Everton have sold in recent years, Romelu Lukaku, John Stones, Liverpool, as I just mentioned there, Sterling, Suarez, and now Coutinho. Now, there's no... It all boils down to why Everton are basically mid-table, Liverpool are fourth, and the two Manchester clubs are flying in the league, and I just feel as if Everton and Liverpool need to stop selling their best players if they need to compete. And in this FA Cup tie, I should be at a Wembley instead of a Teardown Cup tie, if you know where I'm coming from.
It's not just Liverpool and Everton, though, is it? I think Premier League clubs in a whole are at danger of this. There's very few can hang on to their very best players. I mean, obviously Chelsea are hanging on to Hazard at the moment, but whether it be United having to sell Ronaldo before he eventually became the player that he is, or, you know, a lot of these players do eventually seek life abroad.
Well, I tend to agree with you a little bit, Steve, because what I'm trying to say is that, listen, Harry Kane is staying at Tottenham, and he's been banging him for Tottenham for 2 or 3 years.
But he's English.
Now, I just feel as if Harry Kane, now, there's a lot of clubs obviously looking at him thinking, we could go and get him for 120, 130, 140 million pounds even, but he's still at Tottenham. Now, he may well go in next season, the year after, if Tottenham don't start winning trophies. But I just feel as if what Liverpool and Everton are continually doing over the numerous years is you can't afford to keep selling your best player. And I understand, listen, Hazard's been at Chelsea now for 5 or 6 years. Now, Coutinho's been at Liverpool for a long time, but he's probably playing better than he's ever been in a Liverpool shirt in recent weeks. And it's just a message it sends out to the fans and in football in general, Steve. Liverpool can't keep on selling their best players every year. They cannot do it if they need to compete and try and win titles. And Everton can't keep on doing it to try and compete with the top six, let alone to try and win trophies. So I just feel that Everton and Liverpool need to stop this now. I know, what comes to money, Steve? As Everton touched on during the summer, 90 million for Lukaku, meant nothing, didn't replace him. You bought loads of players, Sigurdsson, Klaassen, Sandro, means nothing. You can't replace them players. And that's why Everton are mid-table, because they failed to replace a $25 a season man. I think Liverpool are going to fail to, if they don't replace Philip Coutinho, which is highly unlikely in this window, they're going to fail to get in that top four, in my opinion.
If they did manage to bring in Thomas Lemar, say, for example, from Monaco, does it ease the pain somewhat?
I don't think it does, Steve. I really don't. Yeah, maybe more well and good. He's found another player for X amount. But you're still waiting for him. He's not Premier League proven. You're still waiting for him. He's going to cost a huge amount of money as well. I just feel as if especially a foreign player, Steve, has been at a football club for a long while, you tend to get more close, and don't you? There's emotional attachment, because normally foreign players, the time scale of being at a football club, the lifespan is normally 1 or 2 years, isn't it? 2 years tops, and then they go to another club. Coutinho's been at Liverpool for a long while, and that's why there was an emotional attachment when Lucas left, because Lucas was there for a long while, and I feel that was an instrumental part for Coutinho making his mind up. And believe it or not, it plays a huge part off the pitch. You know, Lucas plays an instrumental part of what goes on behind the scenes with the Liverpool contingents. There's a lot of Spanish and Portuguese and Brazilian players there, wasn't he? And Lucas played an integral part of keeping that bond and that closeness off the pitch. And once he left, I just felt as if that could be the sign there. I know people go, oh, it doesn't matter, he paid to do a job. But I just feel as if off the pitch activities and your mate's gone elsewhere, and you're in a cold city in winter, and you start looking, listen, Barcelona, I could get the best of the world at my feet there, do you know what I mean? I just feel as if that's played a huge part in Coutinho's decision.
We'd all move for a bit of sunshine at this stage of the year, Tony. So quickly, right, you're thinking 2-2-3-3, are you?
I'm predicting over 2.5 goals, Steve. You'll get it over 11 to 10 for that. But the bet, I really like the look of Morgan Schneider and James McCarthy, one of them will be booked, an absolute certain. I'm going to be doing a live show on Scotty Bet TV today, around about 5 o'clock. And I'll be asking obviously getting lots of input on what people think will happen in the Merseyside Derby today. But one of my bets will be James McCarthy to be booked. He's around about the 2-1 price.
2-1. Tony, I'll go for 1-1. We'll catch up on this next week. Thanks very much, pal.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.